morality play, written by Barry Unsworth and read by Michael Maloney.
Chapter 1. It was a death that began it all, and another death that led us on. The first was of the man called Brendan, and I saw the moment of it. I saw them gather round and crouch over him in the bitter cold, then start back to give the soul passage. It was as if they played his death for me. And this was a strange thing, as they did not know I watched, and I did not then know what they were. Strange, too, that I should have been led to them, whether by angels or demons, at a time when my folly had brought me to such great need. I will not hide my sins or what is the worth of absolution. That very day hunger had brought me to adultery, and through adultery I had lost my cloak. I am only a poor scholar, open breach to the winds of heaven, as people say, with nothing but Latin to recommend me. But I am young and well-favoured, though short of stature, and women have looked at me sometimes. Such a thing had befallen not much before I saw Brendan die, though in this case, as I have said, it was not lust, but hunger drove me, a lesser sin. I was hoping she would give me to eat, but she was too hasty and hot. Then, by ill luck, the husband returned before expected, and I had to escape through the cowshed, and left my good cloak behind in that bitter December weather. I was in fear of pursuit and broken bones, though it is forbidden to strike a man in holy orders, and so I was walking at the edge of the woodland and not on the open road. If I had kept to the road, I would have passed by without seeing them. There was a clearing, a place where a track led from the road into the wood. They had brought their cart here, and I came upon them as they were taking the man down. I watched from among the trees without making it known. I was afraid to come forward. I thought they were robbers. They wore pieces of clothing that were strange and ill-assorted and seemed not to belong to them. These are dangerous times, and a cleric is forbidden to bear weapons. All I had was a short stick. Sticks, clubs, and cudgels, being without point or cutting edge, naturally do not come under the ban. From my place in hiding, I saw them bring him down from the cart. The gaunt, half-grown hound that was with them jumping up eagerly as if in play and showing his pale tongue. I glimpsed the man's face with the shine of death on it. They laid him down in the open. They had brought him there to be close to his death. I understood this also at the same moment. For who would wish to see a companion gasp his last on a jolting cart? We desire to keep the dying and the newly dead close before our eyes so as to give them full meed of pity. Our Lord was brought down to be pitied. On the cross he was too far away. They crouched around him in a circle, huddling close as if he was a fire, to give warmth to them on this winter day, 6 persons, 4 men, a boy and a woman. They were dressed in cast-off scraps and pieces against all regulation of clothing for the people, one in a green hat with a plume to it, such as the rich wear, though he was poorly enough clad otherwise. Another wore a white smock to the knees with his threadbare hose showing below. Another, the boy, a lumpy shawl of what seemed horsehair. The oaks beyond them had some russet still, last year's foliage dry on the stalk, and there was a gleam of light on it, and on the coarse pelt of the boy's shawl. The man was dying unshriven. There might have been time to hold out the cross to him, but I was afraid to approach. Mea maxima culpa. I could not see him now, but I could hear across the space that separated us the struggle of his breath, and I could see the mist of breath from the mouths of those above him. This was like incense, a fume of devotion. Then the sound ceased, and I saw them shift back to make space for death. A thing very wise to do, death being less provoked when at large than when confined. It was like that scene in the morality play, when the besieged soul flies free at last.